This is an extemporaneous Christian Science prayer treatment by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute, website mbeinstitute.org. This is plank number 12 of 32 planks. The topic of this plank is Messiah or Christ. This prayer treatment will be comprised of the original text divided into six key points. And the first one is, the word Christ is not properly a synonym for Jesus, though it is commonly so used. Point two, Jesus was a human name, which belonged to him in common with other Hebrew boys and men, for it is identical with the name Joshua, the renowned Hebrew leader. Number three, on the other hand, Christ is not a name so much as the divine title of Jesus. One might think this is not important, but there is a divine reason for every word that Mary Baker Eddy writes. It has been pointed out in these prayer treatments numerous times that the Noah Webster 1828 dictionary is very important because it is the only dictionary we know of where the original words written by the author are maintained. And any other dictionary that duplicates part of what is in there, they give it a new name, normally by the year. For example, the 1913 Noah Webster Dictionary is not the original words of the 1828. Since Christian Science is a science, it is really important to understand precision is an integral part of science. Number four, Christ expresses God's spiritual, eternal nature. Therefore, Christ, not the man Jesus, expresses God's spiritual, eternal nature. We could think about truth. Truth with a capital T has always been, but truth with a small t is a relative term that relates to something that is not God. Someone could say a particular quality is true about God or about the word truth, but there's a difference in one being a relative statement versus an absolute statement. And she's making the absolute statement when she refers to Christ. If we said Jesus was reflecting the Christ, that would be a relative statement in which he would be reflecting the absolute Christ. Point number five, the name is synonymous with Messiah. She's referring to Christ and alludes to the spirituality which is taught, illustrated, and demonstrated in the life of which Christ Jesus was the embodiment. Point number six, the proper name of our master in the Greek was Jesus the Christ, but Christ Jesus better signifies the godlike. Following are the comments by John L. Sinton. 1. The correct use of Christ and Jesus, whether used individually or in combination, is set forth here in paragraph 12. 2. Messiah, or Christ, These terms are synonymous. 3. The office of Christ is defined still further. 4. Christ is both ideal and idea to be demonstrated. 5. The context determines the shade of difference in the meaning. In conclusion, it is important to be very accurate in understanding the vocabulary. A misunderstanding in the vocabulary could lead to a misunderstanding of the context, which means that we would not be sticking to the true science of which Christian Science represents. In the glossary, chapter 17, on page 583, is this definition of Christ: the divine manifestation of God, which comes to the flesh to destroy incarnate error. Therefore, as we let Christ Jesus be our Master and Lord and way shower, then we will be letting our humanity to be leavened by the Christ and enable us to transform to a higher level. Jesus has stated that what we think is the same as doing it. Genesis 1 verse 26 states that we are to let us be the image and likeness of God. And then it says that God made us in the image and likeness of God. But we have to let the door be opened to the truth and close tightly as a total blockade in not letting anything dilute the pure truth in order to be able to transform step by step to a higher level of consciousness. And we're striving, of course, to the God consciousness of which Jesus was the leader in showing us the way. As stated in other prayer treatments, Christian Science is the science of the healings of Jesus. And of course, the healings came about because of his thinking, speech, and actions. He never accepted what appeared as a human with problems to be the view that he was going to permit to be part of his image about that individual. Our view of every individual, including ourselves, needs to be one of purity. Amen. It is Christmas Day, 2025, at 1427. Thank you for listening to this prayer treatment on the topic of Messiah or Christ. Plank number 12 of 32. The end.